Welcome to The Lay Disciple. Tom Murray has been teaching a series of lessons on good angels. In today's lesson, we'll learn about their work in the life of believers, part one. I hope you'll join us now each day as we learn important lessons on helping us on our journey home to heaven.
Well, welcome back to our studies in the wonderful created beings called the angels that God has wonderfully created as part of His kingdom. And these celestial beings have a role to play in His in the celestial realm of His kingdom. Now, we've been looking in our last few study broadcasts about the work of angels, and today we need to pick up the work of the angels in relationship to believers, to those who have come to know the Lord in personal salvation. The Bible has a great deal to tell us about the subject of the work of angels in the areas that involve believers while they are still on the earth. And from the many passages of Scripture that speak about the work of these holy angels, there are 10 things that I'd like to bring to your attention. The first is that these good angels, or holy angels as we will call them, actually rejoice when anyone comes to know the Lord in salvation. Now, obviously, the one-third of the angels who fell with Lucifer when he rebelled, they do not rejoice when anyone is saved, but it is only the holy angels, and they do rejoice at the salvation of any one soul, and that includes the moment that you came to know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Now, you'll find that reference to their rejoicing over the salvation of one sinner in Luke's Gospel account, chapter 15, and verse 10. The second work of angels in relationship to believers is that angels act as guardians over believers. They actually carry out a general protective care from God over those of His children who are on the earth during this during their lifetime. The book of Psalms in chapter 34 and verse 7, as well as later in chapter 91 and verse 11, clearly teach that nothing can happen to a believer outside of God's will. And the reason that can't happen, or one of the reasons, is because of the general protective care or the guardianship of the good angels who protect the believers from anything that God does not allow. Now, these verses in Psalms 34 and again in Psalm 91 do not in any way teach that nothing bad can ever happen to a believer while they are still on the earth. It simply states that nothing can happen that is outside of God's will. So when bad things do happen to believers, and believers have heart attacks, believers are diagnosed with cancer, believers are lost in tragic acts of violence, but when bad things happen to believers, it is not because the angels were failing at their job, but that it was God's will that that believer not be protected or guarded at that particular moment over that issue. Now, in the book of Matthew, chapter 18 and verse 10, Jesus said that all children have a guardian angel. You'll also find in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14 that every believer has a guardian angel. So as soon as anyone becomes a believer and they become one of God's adopted children, God assigns an angel to that particular saint, and they will stay with that saint until their physical death and will escort them home into the presence of the Father. So every believer has a guardian angel. Now, the third work of angels in relationship to believers is to save or rescue believers from very specific situations. For example, If you look in the book of Genesis in chapter 19 and read the first 22 verses, you'll learn that angels were used by God to rescue Lot and his family out of Sodom before he destroyed those cities for their unrepentant wickedness. In Genesis chapter 32, in verses 1 and 2, we find that angels were sent to aid Jacob in his particular struggle at that moment. Later in the book of 1 Kings, in chapter 19, in verses 5 to 6, there was an angel that was sent by God to feed Elijah the prophet when he had to escape from Ahab. In 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse 17, you will read that it was angels who actually protected Elijah so that he could not be harmed by those who wanted to harm him. In the book of Daniel, in chapter 3, verses 24 to 28, you will find that it was an angel that was in the fiery furnace and protected Daniel's three friends from the fiery furnace so that they were totally unharmed. Later in Daniel, in chapter 6, in verse 22, there was an angel present with Daniel in the lion's den, and this angel shut the mouth of the lions so that no harm came to Daniel, the prophet of God, throughout the night that he spent there. In the book of Acts, in chapter 5, verses 17 to 20, it was an angel that rescued the apostles. And then in Acts 12, verses 6 to 11, we're told that an angel came and rescued Peter from prison when he was being constrained there before a potential execution. But an angel came and released him, not only from the prison, but from his chains. So angels do rescue believers from specific situations. The fourth work of the holy angels in relationship to believers is that angels are used by God to guide believers into truth and also into specific actions. For example, in the book of Matthew, in chapter 1, verses 20 to 21, it was an angel that instructed Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus, to believe Mary's story about her pregnancy and that it was a supernatural pregnancy and that she was really a virgin. She had not been unfaithful. Even though she was pregnant, the angel said to Joseph, she is still not known a man. She has not been unfaithful. So the angel instructed Joseph to believe her story. In Acts chapter 8 and verse 26, it was an angel that brought Philip out into the wilderness so that he could witness to the Ethiopian eunuch who was returning home from his visit to Jerusalem. In Acts chapter 10, verses 3 to 8, an angel instructed the Roman centurion Cornelius that he was to send for Simon Peter so that Peter could come and explain the gospel of Christ to him. Now the same point is later reaffirmed in Acts 11, 13 to 14 as this story unfolds. Then in Acts 27, verses 23 to 24, you find that it was an angel that guided the Apostle Paul as well. So the fourth work of angels in relationship to believers is that they can rescue believers from situations, or they can actually guide believers into truth like they did Joseph, but they also can guide believers into actions that are in conformity with God's will. The fifth work of angels in relationship to believers is that angels are used by God to answer prayer when believers pray. Now, sometimes prayers are answered circumstantially, but there are times in the Bible when prayers were answered by angels. That was the case to the prophet Daniel. And in fact, in Daniel's prayer life, it happened twice that the angels were sent to give him information. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 20 to 23, and later in Daniel chapter 10, verses 12 and 13, it was an angel that was used by God to answer Daniel's prayer questions and to give him more revelation about the times of the Gentiles and how it would affect his people, that is, the Jewish nation, and his city, the city of Jerusalem. And in answer to the prayers of saints, angels are used. In one case, a group of believers were praying for Peter when he had been imprisoned after James was executed, and they were praying that Peter would be delivered in Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 19. And in answer to their prayer, an angel was sent and actually rescued Peter, and he was able even to go to the house where that prayer meeting was taking place. Now, the sixth work of angels in relationship to believers is one of encouraging believers. They often are sent to encourage believers, and you'll find that in Acts chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, and later in the book of Acts in chapter 27, verses 23 to 25. And the seventh and the last work of angels in relationship to believers is that they carry the soul of a believer into the presence of God in the third heaven when that believer finally physically dies. Now, you'll find an example of angels carrying a soul to heaven in Luke chapter 16 and verse 22, where there was a death and the angels escorted that person into the very presence of God. So let's review here quickly before we're out of time. First, angels rejoice when anyone is saved. Secondly, angels act as guardians to protect believers. Thirdly, good angels rescue believers from specific situations when that is God's will. And then fourthly, good angels guide believers into truth, like they did Joseph about Mary, and they guide believers in their actions when it is according to God's will, as they did to get Philip in the desert so that he could witness to the Ethiopian eunuch. And the fifth thing that they do is to answer prayers when God sends them, as saints on the earth are praying. And the sixth work of angels is to encourage believers when they are discouraged. And the seventh is to carry the soul of each saint into its final abode in heaven at physical death. Well, I'll see you in our next broadcast, and I hope you're enjoying this study.
Thank you, Tom. Well, we trust that these programs are helping you on your road to spiritual maturity. If you'd like a cassette copy of this program, or you'd like information on one of our Bible studies, call us at Truth Seekers Fellowship. The number is 901-685-3385. Outside Memphis, call toll-free 866-685-3385. And I'd like to also encourage you to visit our brand new website at www.milktomeat.org, where you'll find helpful information, ministry tools, and even audio files of our radio programs. Join us again tomorrow right here for part two of the work of angels in the life of believers on The Lay Disciple.